this whole thing about my family, it's very central to me, and Carolyn has such an understanding of that. And the fact that she, many times, she would come and photograph my whole family for just to help us, because she liked it, you know, because she understood the family. But when my sister's cancer left her bald and I shaved my head, Carolyn came dead and did this whole series. And so we only have one of the images up in this show, but one where we're facing away, one where I'm facing away and she's facing forward, and then another one where we're facing, both facing the camera that I have stitched on. And so I think that one, that's part of that whole process for us, is stitching on for me. Carolyn making images, sometimes intentionally for me to stitch on, but very often for me. But it was her understanding of how, Carolyn's sensitivity and understanding of how to work with our family, with me, and make images that reflected our connections. And that's why I particularly like this series of my sister and me. We were the only two, and that was, like I said, we did music together. We were very, very connected. So it was great to have Carolyn document. I mean, I think she didn't start out documenting to be a document. It was just, we were friends, and she was making images, and I was willing to be a model. But then it grew into something more. So it became, she began to document the family and the things that were happening to us. And particularly now, with my body deterioration and so forth, it's become pretty fertile ground. For the one on the back side of this called Hands is one of the recent ones that has become one of our favorites. And it's just, like I said, it's actually just looking at what's happening and how time is passing and what that does to relationships and to personalities and to physical bodies, the physical human body.